Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B. Mitch and Fenley, 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate everybody out there. If you're driving around in the snow listening to us, listen on the podcast, if you listen on one of the apps, if you chill on the YouTube stream, if you're watching on Monumental Sports Network, I got this dope Caps hat on. Wherever you are, we appreciate you. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Ask B. Mitch Anything, of course, brought to you by Collars & Co. I believe Brian is wearing a Collars & Co. Merino wool button-down right now. That's a nice shirt, man.
Three button.
Those are nice. It's soft. Now, real question. Do you wear an undershirt with that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't wear undershirt with anything.
Ever?
I don't like undershirts. Never did. I get hot, bro. I don't like stuff to make me hot.
You're hot-blooded. Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Kevin Seifert's going to join us a little over 20 minutes. So if you got a question for B, get it in now. Can I start? Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Go ahead.
I was shocked that was Lauryn Hill on the World Cup draw.
I was shocked too, because I'm just keeping my thoughts to myself.
I will too.
She didn't look like herself to me.
So when Jeff said it, I was like, what? But then in the aquarium, they had the audio up. And as soon as I heard her voice, it was her. Like, right. Her voice is...
Well, is this thing running on time? Because if Lauryn there, was she supposed to produce...
Is she at the Kennedy Center, or did she perform somewhere else?
That looked like the whole Kennedy Center right there to me.
I don't... Who's this woman speaking now? I don't know either. The first event of this incredibly drawn-out World Cup draw thing that would have had me interested would be to see Lauryn Hill perform. That would be cool.
If you would have recognized her.
Yeah. Fair. Fair. All right, Toothpick's been on the line. Let's get to Toothpick.
What a pick.
Hey, what's good, B. Mitch? What's good, JC? I'm sorry, the Grinch.
take it easy, dog.
Well, listen, so my son is 22 in the Air Force, and he came to me and told me something that, you know, he got away with as he was a younger kid, right? I was like, wow, I wonder what B. Mitch got away with, because he lives that great life. So, B. Mitch, tell me something that your parents probably don't know that you got away with. That ain't going to get you in trouble now.
I didn't do anything wrong when I was young.
I doubt
that. Are you
kidding
me?
I was always on the up and up. Man, I can't tell you stuff I got away with right now.
I tell you
in person. I can't say that over air.
I got you.
Little stuff. Sure. Like, I grew up across the street from a golf course, and golf balls would break our windows all the time. So when I broke a window in the house playing baseball, I just told my dad it was a golf ball. Stuff like that. My dad's now in heaven. Right. You can say these things.
I didn't live by a golf course, JP.
You lived on a farm.
Yeah, and I didn't tell my dad that I gave that red rooster that gunpowder. And I didn't tell him I shot it with the pellet gun after he gave me the got me, dog.
I don't know what the hell that's.
The rooster lost his mind and attacked me
did
one day.
The spur?
So I shot him. And he thought something else happened to him. So.
There you go, Pick.
Yeah. I got away
B's
with that one.
Shooting roosters. The next rooster we shoot should be the one down the hall. Thank you, Pick. Ben is in Bethesda. Benny, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Here in Bethesda, all the kids play youth soccer. I don't know in the Bayou of Louisiana, but I want to see if Brian played soccer growing up, if he was any good, if he thinks he could have been a pro maybe at soccer, and if he's going to watch the World Cup.
Nah, thanks, soccer guys. Didn't exist in my town when I was growing up.
Really?
No, nobody played no soccer.
What about in high school?
High school, no.
There was not a soccer team?
I played football, basketball, baseball, I ran track. Is it?
But at the school.
We had no soccer at our school.
Really?
No, dog.
Mm-mm. When did that change?
I don't know if they got soccer at my school now.
They've got to.
I don't know if they do. I've never
seen. Plaquemine High School,
right? I've never seen soccer at my high school.
Is it Plaquemine High School?
Yeah.
That in the year 2025, to not have soccer would be wild.
Why does everybody got to have soccer?
I think it's...
You going to watch the World Cup, Brian?
I'm going to watch some games, yeah. I think down south, like, they never put the emphasis on soccer and lacrosse and all that like they do it over here. Look, football is big down there.
I get that.
We put eight-year-olds in the shoulder pads and let them knock each other out. We don't sit up here and worry about stuff. We go for it.
All right, so just doing a little research on this, I have landed at the Iberville Parish School District website.
Okay.
And for athletics, I guess there's four high schools in Iberville Parish. Is that where you grew up?
St. John's is there, I know for sure.
Maybe it's four public ones then?
Well, St. John's is in high school? And I went in Plaquemine. I know we got Plaquemine. We got Plaquemine, probably it, White Castle.
It looks like there's East, North Iberville, Plaquemine, and White Castle.
White Castle.
So, I can't say this means they don't have soccer.
You don't see nothing about soccer, do you?
On the high school athletic schedules, the only schedules that are available for the four high schools in your home parish, football and volleyball.
Mm. they had volleyball when I was there, but basketball, football, track, baseball.
Was the basketball rims peach baskets too?
No. I bet you can't go down there and play with nobody down there.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff, we probably wouldn't have gave you no basketball shoes, just like you didn't get no helmet.
Self-check.
I will punish everybody at this radio station in basketball, for sure.
Yeah, you'll punish everybody in everything,
Ant's pretty
Jeff.
Good, dude.
He'll
punish everybody in everything at this station. I'm just waiting to punish him one day. That's all he
might realize.
When we go on that bike, I am going to punish
him. Oh, I know you are. But I'm not scared. That's
no,
the thing.
I don't
I'm
want
not
you to
scared.
Be scared, but I'm telling you, I'm going to do it so just rudely till you're going to be like, damn, man, I didn't know I was that damn bad.
That I believe.
I'm going to come back. I'm a lap you. I'm going to talk to you, leave you, come back again.
I'm just going to shoot my jokes off. I'm going to be all right.
I got a question. I got a question for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Brought to you by Collars & Co. I think Jeff's doing a bit, but there is a mathematical possibility that the Commanders could still make the playoffs. When you're in the locker room, when you're a player in a lost season, how much attention do you pay to those scenarios?
None. Just think about that game at hand, and you try to think about the next one when you get to it.
Is that different when you're really good and you're trying to figure out like winning the division, getting a bye?
When we were really good, I told you before, Monty Coleman was like, we're 1-0. All we worry about is the game coming up next. Win that game. He didn't let you much get to thinking about it in the first half, second half. Second half, he was talking about what you got to do. Focus on right now. And we were at 11-0, and we still wasn't sitting up here having an opportunity to think because Monty kept being checked. When you got 25-inch arms, you got to listen to that dude.
Monty Coleman played
16 years.
215 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. All for the Skins, man. Mm-hmm. One organization. Not enough dudes do that. Landfill submitted a question. We hope Landy's feeling all right and didn't have the driving snow flu.
I think Aunt Landfill had the, what did he say he had?
A stomach bug.
He had a snomic bug.
All right, B. Landfill sent this in. He wanted me to ask.
Oh, Lord.
According to a poll Not only do most Americans believe aliens exist, but a good chunk of them think aliens have visited Earth. Where do you land? So I had my big high school guys dinner the other night. I told you this. And there were, I'll say there were 14 people because I think the room sat 14 and every seat was full. And these are dudes I've known, I mean, 30 years, 35 years in some cases. Everyone's married. Everyone at least has been married. There might be some divorces in there, whatever.
Damn, but Jay.
every dude in there was married to a woman or is married to a woman.
And they think they are aliens?
What one of the guys said, based on statistics, at least one of the dudes in this room is gay, and there's a good chance one of the dudes in this room is an alien. Now, I have no idea what the statistics say, but it was kind of interesting when you start thinking and looking around. You're like,
First of all, Jay, if all the guys grew up with you and they made that comment, I wouldn't let it sway me one bit because all of y'all crazy. And y'all probably were having this conversation after some sips.
We are sipping,
so,
for sure.
So, nah, man, because like the person that's probably saying one of these, he probably was the most tipsy of all of them.
Well, let's get back to Landfill's original question. Do you believe in aliens, B?
No. Like space aliens? No.
Yeah, space aliens.
No. I think that somebody has very, very good imagination and came up with some stuff and they keep moving on. Yeah, like,
what do you make of all the UFOs and stuff?
I think I really believe a lot of times we see the UFOs and all the stuff like that. It's our government and other governments doing stuff and those lights get seen and they tell us, oh, it's something from another country, another world. Okay. I think it's just us doing a lot of crap.
Jeffrey, I think you're our foremost alien expert. Do you have any
He gonna go hang out with him.
I don't know, bro. It's like I wouldn't count it out, but it's like when you look into history and you see like all these beings that the people before us put on in like these hieroglyphs and stuff, how do you make that out? Like, I don't know. I think it's a strong possibility they could be here. That's just me, though.
Why, Brian, where are you on aliens?
He high-fived one before. Jeff did.
He was high.
But if they visited us, we'd all be dead. So there's no way.
The question is, listen to me. Human beings are asses, okay? And we're very rude. If we had met some aliens, things that are bigger and stronger, can do all kinds of stuff, I'm with White Brown. We would have been wiped out a long damn time ago.
I don't understand why we all assume the aliens could beat us. Why couldn't we beat the aliens?
That's what I'm saying. First of all,
I
love to hear y'all say them ask stupid questions.
I'm asking.
If you see what they show us that's an alien, I want to find out the first dude going to stand up and try to throw some hands with him.
Jeff
talks a great game. Jeff ain't finna fight no damn. If an alien walked in here with 8 feet tall and looked like Godzilla,
fight or flight, dog. I don't know what you talking about, man. If we cornered in this goddamn studio and it's an 8 foot creature fight, bro, I'm doing something to get out of here.
Yeah, you gonna dive out the window and kill yourself.
You can't even break this window.
I would have to
tackle, bro. Probably give him like a quick pop, 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 and then run. Hopefully, he don't trip me up like BD.
I never thought. We devolve to the space where we're debating
are there aliens in the United States?
Can we say that anymore?
Yeah, definitely had to dump that one.
I don't know. Maybe it's back. But I think there was a period of time where we weren't saying legal and illegal. I don't know. Left hand up, I don't know.
Well, we got people from another country in this country. And I don't think we got people from... We all think we know. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. We've experienced and seen everything. Have we gone to another planet and took a picture of something else there?
Mars, I think.
The moon? Did we take a picture of a person there?
The moon's not a planet.
Did we take a picture of an alien there?
I don't think so.
Okay, so, but we've been everywhere. We've seen all this stuff. We did everything in the world. We don't see nothing, though.
Plot twist. What if they come from the ocean because we haven't discovered a lot of parts of the ocean?
Okay, well.
There's some crazy species in Antarctica.
They got some crazy species down there. Look at octopus. But you know what? We have pictures of those. We've sat down there with them. My question is,
I don't think humans have been to the bottom of the Mariana Trench. Is like
human being might not have been there, but
three
they
had, Mount Everest.
They've sent some, they've sent machines down there.
Have they?
And with scopes and all. But the whole thing about it is, Jay, why they still stand in the ocean? And if they got all these, look, bro, Jeff probably something tasty or not tasty. They could ate his ass a long time ago.
As much as I be in and on the water, you right about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So.
I got one last.
You know,
one
a crocodile might be an alien.
Crocodile feels like more of a dinosaur, but maybe dinosaurs were aliens.
That's,
I don't know.
That's what I think. I think people took dinosaurs and
I think
they
I
some
have,
strange pictures of those and made that into an alien-like creature.
I think I have a question that will have a more objective answer. Joey asks, "What's on your Mount Rushmore of Louisiana foods?"
My Mount Rushmore of Louisiana food? Oh man. Gumbo, etouffee, a muffaladas.
No one asked you, Jeff.
Crawfish boiled.
You only get four, dude.
I just named four.
But you just were rattling them off. Is that your Mount Rushmore?
That's my Mount Rushmore.
No boudin?
It's not on the Mount Rushmore. I love it, but you know.
You know what would be on mine?
First of all, hold on. Let me go back. I'm gonna take the muffalada off. Fried catfish. Bam.
See, you ain't say crabs.
I was wondering if you were going to say the char-grilled oysters.
That's not on the Mount Rushmore.
For me, when I go to New Orleans, I love all of it. When I go to Louisiana, rather, things I love down there that you don't get elsewhere. You can get like char-grilled oysters elsewhere, but they're just not as good.
They're not the same.
I put that on there. And the barbecue shrimp dish.
Yeah. Like they have no barbecue on it.
It's not. It's nothing like it sounds. It's this unique sauce.
It's basically like a.
That's it.
What's the little shrimp thing everybody get when you go places?
Shrimp cocktail.
No. The hot one with the garlicky stuff.
The bam bam shrimp. Pow pow shrimp. What the hell's it called?
No, the garlic one, like buttery in the
scampi.
Yeah. Basically, barbecue shrimp is damn near shrimp scampi.
But it's
they just got way more spices in it.
And like there is a dark red. Purplish brown sauce.
Not necessarily.
But it's not like a traditional.
When you
barbecue.
Get traditional barbecue sauce, there is no dark red looking like no real barbecue. What if you go somewhere and they tell you they're getting you barbecue shrimp and it tastes like barbecue? It's not the right stuff.
You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. When we return, Minnesota Vikings preview with
we got Kevin. An alien. Joey is a damn alien.
Kevin Seifert joins us now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like?
It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Do you know what time it is? 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 That's the clock.
Brian.
What?
How many times did Jeff ask me to send him Kevin Seifert's number?
Enough.
Easy five, and maybe close to 10.
You sent it to him and he's still looking for it?
So I look in there. So this is how it works when you have a guest on the radio. And we're very excited to have Kevin Seifert covers the Vikings for ESPN on the program. He's a friend of mine. And I'm waiting. I pull up the guest once Jeff gets them on the line. And Jeff's got the go-go playing. We're all kind of vibing. And I look in there and he looks at me and he's just bobbing his head. And I'm like, are you going to call him? He had completely forgotten to call our guest.
That's Jeffrey.
He's too focused.
But he will beat that 8-foot alien up.
Too focused on fighting an alien. We're going to be joined by Kevin in just moments. Looking forward to catching up on all things Minnesota.
Jeffrey.
All right. Our guy Kevin Seifert covers the Vikes for ESPN. What's up, man? How are you? Kev, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, Kev? How you doing, man?
How we doing?
Oh, we're good, man. We're good.
You know, things here are looking up. Jaden is now playing Sunday. What is kind of the Minnesota reaction to hearing Jaden Daniels will be back on the field?
They haven't. I don't know if they even know yet. They've been out at practice during this exact same time period, so we'll find out when they get off the field. But they, I know that Kevin O'Connell had talked a lot about his work with Marcus Mariota. Pre-draft and I don't know if they were locked in on the likelihood that he was going to be playing, but it sure seemed like it. So this will be an interesting turn of events for them. They're kind of wrapped up in their own quarterback controversy and concern, but this will certainly, I think, add another layer of spice to this game.
Yeah, what has been the issue with the team this year, you think?
I mean, like, to me, like, there's a million ways, different ways to answer that, but when your quarterback is playing below NFL standards and below any standard that anyone would ever want a quarterback in this league to play, that's where it starts. I mean, their defense has actually been pretty decent for most of the year with Brian Flores, the defense coordinator, and special teams has made a few mistakes, but for the most part, their kicking and punting have been excellent and their returning has been excellent. And so it really comes down to the fact that they took a big bet on J.J. McCarthy, and it has not paid off. And in fact, it's failed spectacularly. And when your quarterback's not playing at any close to level of standard, it's really hard for the rest of the offense to pick up the slack.
Is that something they think they can correct this offseason, or will they have to go looking for another quarterback?
I mean, I think that's a real possibility, as crazy as it sounds.
It's that
bad? The kid's 22. He's not going to be 23 until I think January. So he is young. He is very green, very inexperienced. You can see the athleticism. You can see the arm strength and the arm talent. But I think they just massively misjudged his readiness to play. You know, in the NFC North, we watched the Packers hold Aaron Rodgers on the sidelines for 3 years. We saw Jordan Love spend 3 years on the sidelines. And that's potentially what J.J. McCarthy probably could have needed. And they thought they would have a good enough team around him and a good enough coaching staff to sort of support that his development in real time on the field and games that count. And I think they just misjudged that. So I don't know that – I'm not saying that they would, like, give up on him and like, cut him or trade him after 1 year, but I don't know how they can, you know, potentially go into next year saying, oh, he'll get it all fixed in the offseason and we'll just take the same bet next year as we took this year.
Wow. Talking with our friend Kevin Seifert from ESPN, covers the Minnesota Vikings, does a tremendous job, been doing it a long time. Wow. I didn't realize, I thought the core, like kind of the vibe from the Vikes was, yeah, it's been a tough year for JJ, but he's young. I mean, he's only played, what, 6-7 games? And now, and now it's, because I saw a report somewhere that, like, the Vikings might be interested in trying to get Daniel Jones back next year if Indy doesn't keep him. I just kind of thought that was junk. That's real, though, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he, like, he's not just, I mean, all young quarterbacks struggle at one point or another, and I think we were sort of thinking that would be the case, but this has not just been your basic young quarterback struggles. It's been a quarterback who's sailing passes over the heads of wide-open receivers. He's clearly struggling to process his reads fast enough before the pass rush gets there. Pass protection hasn't been great, but it's not like it's been impossible. They've called plays that are supposed to be quick games where you just 1-2-3 step throw to the first read, and he just has not done that. And so the analogy I've used is that normally, you know, you start with most rookie quarterbacks at step one. He's at like step minus one. Like he has two steps to go to get to the starting point where you normally see quarterbacks. And it's not totally shocking. I mean, when you think about his time at Michigan, he spent 3 years there. They had a run-based offense. He threw like 700 passes over 3 years, which is about half as many as Jaden Daniels threw in college and the rest of that class for the most part, the Bo Nixes and the, even Caleb Williams and Drake Mays. And so came in after 3 years with a lot less experience, just literally just throwing the football. And I think Kevin O'Connell tried to make a lot of changes to his mechanics and get him to the point where he could be a much more consistent thrower. And that really seemed to bog him down. And actually he regressed over the course of the season. Like his last start in Green Bay, where he suffered the concussion that made him miss last week's game in Seattle. Like that was much worse than his first game, which was against the Bears on Monday night, where he had that big comeback in the fourth quarter. So he actually was going backwards instead of developing, as they had hoped. And so, this week, O'Connell said, you know, let's forget about the mechanics, forget about the footwork, forget about all the technique stuff. Let's save that for the offseason. I just want you to go out there and rip it. You know, just throw to the guy that's we're supposed to throw to and what might come. And so we'll see if that changes anything. It's been really disjointed and really kind of shocking given the infrastructure they have here with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson and a really expensive offensive line. And I think most people thought Kevin O'Connell was one of the better coaches in the league if you're going to drop a young quarterback onto the field right away. And so it's all been a pretty shocking turn of events.
Could the injuries be causing some issues as well? Because like young guys come in, they got a lot to learn. Then you're injured on top of it. And you know, you have to go out there and learn this stuff and also be comfortable in forgetting about the injury. And I think that could probably add an added little level to it.
Absolutely. I mean, he hurt – last year was his rookie year. He hurt his – tore his meniscus in the first preseason game. So he was on injury reserve before the season ever began. So he did not have a single snap of practice during the regular season last year. And that just the way the NFL rules are with injured reserve, even once he started to get his mobility back. And so he had – they tried their best to keep him – up to speed with like virtual reality and that kind of stuff and have him, you know, draw plays on the board during quarterback meetings and those kind of things. But it wasn't a totally lost year, but it was pretty damn close. And so they had to make a decision about him as their starter for 2025 at a time when they hadn't seen him throw in a even remotely competitive moment, since the previous training camp. And then he plays two games this year and sprains his ankle and sits out another five and then has a concussion. And he also hit his hand on a helmet and had a bruised right hand. You know, he's a right-handed thrower. And so I don't think that usually helps with your accuracy either. So really been a one disaster after another.
So with all that said about the quarterback situation, we finally saw some of the frustration spill out in public for Justin Jefferson. What is that locker room like? You're there every day. You know the players. You know the coaches. How they all handling it?
they have kept a good public face. Like, and Justin Jefferson being the leader of that, like, if he had melted down, you know, he's obviously frustrated, but he hasn't said anything in public that's critical of either the organization or the coaches. He hasn't, like, gotten into a shouting match with anybody on the sidelines. He hasn't ripped the quarterback or said, say, we need to get Kirk Cousins back or we need to get Sam Darnold back. He hasn't done any of that. And so when the sort of the guy at the top of the totem pole in the locker room is, you know, holding fire, I guess is the best way to put it, then everybody else does as well. And so there hasn't been any, like, outward signs of it. But, look, this is a veteran roster. They have the most expensive payroll in the league this year. It's like $350 million. They signed a bunch of free agents on both sides of the ball, including Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave, a defense, and three new offensive line starters, re-signed a bunch of their own guys, and thought they could make a run. Like, those guys signed here to win now, not to be part of a long-term development program for a young quarterback. And so, you know, I don't think there's any doubt that there's a lot of disappointment and surprise and bewilderment. And I'm sure there'll be some guys that huddle with their agents after the season and reassess whether this is the right place for them to be. But it has not gotten into, like, open warfare or anything like that at this point.
Man, so lost in the sauce of all this, there's a game Sunday. The game, the honestly, the line in this seems pretty odd to me. Who do you think wins on Sunday?
Yeah, I was shocked to see that. I think, and the line that I guess you're referring to is even before Jaden Daniels came, you know, was announced that he's going to play. And so it's amazing to me that the Vikings are in a position that a team that lost seven games in a row was going to come to Minnesota and win, or at least be favored in the betting line. And so, you know, they have not played well at home for some reason this year. They've lost more games than they had the previous last few years combined. And I'm not sure if there's a clear reason why, so maybe that's affecting it as well. But look, whether it was going to be J.J. McCarthy or Max Brosmer, who was the starter last week and had that infamous underhanded flip interception for return for a touchdown that will be attached to him for life. I think anyway, looking at from the outside is going to say, like, when you're the quarterback play is this bad, you know, what's the path to winning? And so, and especially now that Jaden's going to be playing, like, it feels to me like this will be like, let's put it this way. If the Vikings can't play better offense in this game, I mean, they've scored 6 points in the past two games combined against the Washington defense and the way it's playing right now, then they really will have a lot of soul searching to do. So I think that they probably will play better offense in this game, but whether that's enough, I don't know.
Well, we'll find out together. Good luck to your Who's tomorrow night, man.
Hey, appreciate that.
All right, I will see you Sunday. Thank you for the time today.
Okay, guys, thank you.
All right, man, take care.
All right, that's our friend Kevin Seifert. You can give him a follow at Seifert ESPN, Seifert. Kev does a great job covering the Vikings and the NFL as a whole. Nobody go anywhere. We got to wrap up the week in betting. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part about a Root system, it's whisper quiet. You don't even know it's on, except that your house is the perfect temperature. No more noisy interruptions once you get a Rood, just peace of mind. The way they do it, they control the humidity. On a really cold day like today, your house is going to feel perfect. But here's what makes you feel even better. Money. You could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on new heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I've been coming home.
All right, B. Breaking news on the Fan. You're home for World Cup soccer.
Huh?
The United States of America will open 2026 World Cup against Paraguay on June 12th in Los Angeles.
All right.
Go U.S.
Go.
Now, according to the experts, so far, Washington's got a pretty good group.
So we don't have to worry about Norway.
It doesn't. I don't know.
The group of death.
The group of death. We will have to get Paul Tenorio back on.
That doesn't even sound good with soccer, to be honest with you. See a guy get hit in the knee and he grabs his elbow. See a guy get hit in the elbow, he grabs his knee and he stays on the ground for 5 minutes. Then he gets up and he runs full speed.
They got that magical spray, B.
Come on, dog, please.
What do you know about the magical spray? All right, so here's what we know so far for the United States. They got Australia in their group. And they got Paraguay in their group, which means they avoid Norway.
All right.
Because Paraguay is in pot three. So I don't think you get two. It's like Sudoku. You can't do two from the same joint. So they got Australia out of pot two, Paraguay out of pot three, which means pot four, Brian, they're going to play pot four. I don't want to besmirch anybody because I do not know what I say here, but it seems like these are like tiered out, like best teams, second best, third best. Pot four appears to be some very small countries, is what
it's like when you play in golf and you have to get the guy from the A group, B group, C group, D group.
That's what it appears
to
be.
So that pot four is like the D group.
Because you're talking about Cape Verde, Curacao, Haiti, New Zealand. Although Jordan is in there. If the United States played Jordan, would at least have some serious political overtones. But what we know, the U.S. opens against Paraguay June 12th. And so far in their group is U.S., Paraguay, and Australia with another.
They still got more draws to go?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. They're going to drag this thing. How do you think I'm getting home from here? Because there's
if they're still inside, you can go and buy it. But when they break, it's going to be some trouble.
Dog, I'm not going over there.
Well, just go the way you normally go. Well, no, go across the bridge.
He's telling me to go GW.
Yeah, go across the bridge, take GW, you'll be good. And then you cross, don't go all the way to 495.
No.
You might want to cross back over when you get like to Arlington area.
I could cross over a chain bridge.
Yeah.
Do you think Jeff has the heard it here first sounder?
Probably not.
Oh!
You know why? It's Friday. He's trying to get out of here.
Jeff, you did such a good job. Jeff, you did such a good job in the big chair today and having that heard it here first sounder ready. I'm not even going to bring up that update that just stopped midway through and that you forgot to call the guests. I'm not even going to bring
that stuff
up.
No, that wasn't my fault on the update.
It wasn't?
So the computer is running out of memory, so it only downloaded half the update.
What about calling the guest?
Yeah, that was on me.
How'd we do this week, White Brian?
B-Mitch won again.
That's what I do, dog.
He is hot.
Hey, Jay, I just got a text by the aliens. They say, watching the show, man, if anything on Earth is an alien, it's probably an octopus. It's the only known species that is not carbon-based.
Jeff's going nuts based on this information.
Because I literally said, if anything's an alien on this planet, it's an octopus. Because look how they change colors and all that.
You couldn't give me no reasons, but this man gave me a reason.
A chameleon changes colors.
Yeah,
a chameleon. Alien. See, a chameleon can't just, you know what an octopus can do? An octopus can squeeze in a hole and all that. That's crazy.
I don't know a lot about octopi.
If that's the case, I could be an alien.
Nah, B. Nah. Octopus could probably
Jeff missed that.
He missed it completely.
I caught it.
Yeah, that one did go over there.
Anything we like this weekend?
Man, it's the win, baby.
Yeah, I'm with that, Jeff.
White Brian, you got a winner this weekend?
Giants.
JMU.
Giants have a bye, so they won't lose.
They're going to win. All right, 10 seconds, Jeffy.
I like the Jags this weekend. Thanks to everybody that listened to the show. Thank you to all our guests, Grant and Danny, coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.